Time for business again from Brian.
Thank you, Carl. Asian markets recorded mostly losses overnight as optimism faded over the Cypriot bailout deal struck on Sunday night. Stocks initially responded well to the deal yesterday, with most of the major Asian markets closing higher. However, European and US stock markets ended lower last night after comments from Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem suggesting that the Cypriot bailout might be used as a template for future bailouts. He later drew back from those comments. In the meantime, markets and the euro tumbled. Now, Irish energy renewable energy company Gaelectric has successfully completed a round of funding to the tune of €65 million for its portfolio of onshore wind energy projects. Barry Gavin, Gaelectric's finance director, is on the line now from Spain. Barry, somebody has confidence in the potential of the wind energy market in Ireland, obviously. Who did you team up with for this funding initiative and what will it allow you to undertake?
Yeah, Brian, good morning. Thank you very much. This is the culmination of a number of months of hard work by our corporate finance team. And as you'll appreciate, it's a very difficult funding environment to find ourselves in today. So for Gaelectric to raise this significant amount of capital on the international markets, I think, is an endorsement not only for our business model, our portfolio and our management team, but I think it's also a great vote of confidence for the renewable energy market on the island of Ireland, and also I think for Ireland Inc. It's very positive.
Where did your funders come from? Are they Irish or international?
Yeah, they're international. The lead funding provider was a Swedish fund called Preventis Capital Markets, and they were complemented by German bank Nord-LB, who were providing construction finance on our first project in the north of Ireland in Carnhill, County Antrim.
So the company Gaelectric, is it a provider to the domestic market, and are you up and running yet?
Yeah, we're an Irish-owned renewable energy company. There's three elements to our business. We have onshore wind in Ireland, onshore wind in the US, and energy storage. We've been in operations since 2004. So this is the first phase of our onshore Ireland portfolio. We've 13 projects with about 164 megawatts. They're effectively being de-risked, the majority of them with planning permission and grid connection. So we would expect to have about 18 megawatts operational by Q1 this year, and then we'll be building out the remainder portfolio, about 2 to 3 projects a year between now and 2017. So it's really this funding is to allow us to build out the first phase of generation for the Irish market.
You mentioned 164 megawatts of electricity. Could you put that in context, the overall amount?
Yeah, I suppose that would equate to providing energy for about 85,000 homes, and it would also displace about 260,000 tonnes of carbon dioxide on an annual basis. So it's very positive for both the local economy and for the environment.
Will that energy be sold into the domestic market, or will you trade it internationally?
No, that's all for the domestic market, yeah.
Now, the benefits of renewables, as you mentioned, is the lower CO2 emissions, but there's been a significant backlash against wind farms. Are you encountering any of those issues?
Well, I think to say significant, I think that it's been portrayed that way. However, you know, there is a large number of wind farms that are operating in both Ireland and globally harmoniously with the local community. And from our perspective, there is a very robust and rigorous planning process that we have to go through before we are allowed to get planning permission for wind projects. So, you know, we feel that you know, that there is a strong process there in place today.
And the 13 wind farms you mentioned, are they all Ireland-based, or are you involved in projects internationally as well?
Yeah, the 13 projects are on the island of Ireland. The majority of them are in the north of Ireland, but we also have projects in the south. We also have operations, as I said, in North America, in northwestern state of Montana. We have 510 megawatts there, which we hope to have operational between 2014 and 2017.
Okay, Barry Gavin of Gaelectric, thank you for talking to us this morning, and the best of luck with your developments with that company. This morning on the currencies, the euro buys $1.28.7 and 84.7 pence sterling, Rachel.
Brian, thank you.